Toward the beginning of St. Mark's Gospel, you'll remember there's a marvelous healing story. Jesus is actually on his way to address a different matter, a young deceased woman. But on the way, he's stopped by a woman who has been suffering, it says, for a very long time from hemorrhages. And you know how the rest of the story goes. She touches the cloak and she's healed of that ongoing chronic disease. There's a little phrase in there in St. Mark's rendering of this story that says that she had suffered many years under physicians. In St. Luke's gospel, that story doesn't appear. What does appear in St. Luke's gospel, more than in any of the other gospels, is a repeated and angry condemnation of lawyers. Now, I don't know if these two facts lead scripture scholars to the conclusion that St. Luke was a physician, but I'm not a scripture scholar, as you could probably tell, but it does seem to me kind of a hint. Luke would not put himself quite in the same position of saying that other people suffered for many years under physicians. And we all know about the legendary conflict between doctors and lawyers. What is more significant on this feast of St. Luke is to reflect on the quality of his gospel. Indeed, the quality of his writings, not only through the gospel that bears his name, but also through the Acts of the Apostles. For in it, I think we see a portrait of Jesus which is unique. Or at least it brings to a portrait of Jesus a focus on his merciful love that the other gospels don't. And it's not there. But the parables that Jesus winds up giving his disciples, the actions of Jesus, point to a part of the reality of Jesus and therefore a part of the reality of God, which is most special. For it reminds us, among other things, that although we may say and speak of God's love, our experience of that as mercy and as forgiveness puts meat on the bones, makes real, makes powerful what it means to experience God as love. And so the beautiful parables, Prodigal Son and others, which capture for us a picture of God which reassures us all the time that there is healing in forgiveness, that there is life in mercy, to me, points more than anything else to the fact that Luke was a physician, not his anger toward lawyers, but his deep understanding of how healing and life really takes place in our own relationships, in our own healing ministry, not as people who have MD after our names, for most of us anyway, but as Christians, as followers of Jesus, that the extension of mercy toward others, that the extension of forgiveness toward others is the act of a physician, of a healer, and ultimately the act of God. The irony, of course, is that Luke also understands what it means to be an advocate for other people, which is indeed what a lawyer is. He knows what it means, as he tells us in his stories and as we see in the earliest portraits of the Christian community in the Acts, what it means to stand in support of each other. On this wonderful feast day, let us pray that in our own lives and our own ministries and our own works and our own relationships, whatever they might be, we may be healers and advocates to those whose lives we touch.